Episode 931, Are You Drumming Up Drama?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you doing? What's been happening lately in your life? Are you just feeling on fire? Maybe you're a little under the weather. Maybe you are just not knowing what to do right now in your life, and you're already counting down because school is around the corner. You know what? I want you to take a deep breath right now with me. Are you drumming up the drama? Because that's what we're talking about today. It's all about relationship builders. You can apply this to anything, but today we're talking specifically about marriage. For those of you who are brand new to Creation Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Okay, well, I got to be honest, this was a very interesting one for me to write. It really hit home for me. You know, I have had struggles in our marriage, and it took me back to a very sensitive time. Yet, it was also real time, too, because right now, you know, my husband has since left, not left me, but he has moved to another state for a wonderful job opportunity. He is loving it. I am excited for him. But that means that we are separated by miles upon miles upon miles. And that makes for a really big challenge in a marriage. And so I really began thinking about, okay, we have this communication. We need to still talk. We need to still, you know, keep our marriage alive long distance. How is this going to work? I mean, obviously, we're going to make time to go visit him and then he'll come up here, but it's not like we see him every single day. And we take that for granted. And so I was having a conversation with him and I noticed that my tone was kind of a little bit bitey. And he didn't understand what my day looked like then because he wasn't here. And so he kind of got a little upset about it, and he hung up on me. I was like, what? Why would you hang up on me? I'm hundreds of miles away. We have not enough time during the day to talk, and you're mad at me for what reason? Are you drumming up drama? Well, I had to go back and think a little bit, because in our daily conversations, have you ever acted like you were auditioning for a theatrical production? I think that day for me, I was. Are you drumming up drama? Words, phrases, and tonality of your voice followed by actions. It represents your character in your marriage. You probably never thought that you were a character in your marriage, but you are. So I want you to think back about one of your favorite shows. Which one? You got one in mind? I'll wait. Okay, you got it? Okay, now pick out your favorite character. What is it about that character that you like? What mannerisms are you attracted to? And I'm not talking about the physical part attraction, okay? I'm talking about, you know, their honesty, maybe their integrity, maybe the way they handle themselves in certain situations, depending upon the show. I have no idea what the plot is or, you know, the foundation of the show. So what's the mannerisms that you're attracted to? Usually we pick favorite characters based on a few things. Number one, relatability. You know, you can relate to them, right? They're similar to you. Not necessarily the actual person who's playing the character, but the character itself. You find something within that character and you're like, wait, I got that. So you kind of own a little bit of them. You're attracted to it. Number two, the personality, the characteristics, the qualities of that particular character. Number three, their backstory. And what I mean by backstory is the character's history. Maybe where they came from. Maybe you're watching a drama and it's about, I don't know what it is. Maybe police. Okay. And so this one character is a police officer. And the backstory is why that person became a police officer, because their brother was killed in a drive-by shooting. You know, maybe they had another relative that something happened, and what he relied upon was, you know, police officers. And so maybe it's the backstory that kind of grabs you. Or number four, it could be the storyline, the plot. We all like that intriguing plot that keeps you, you know, just hanging there. And maybe it's something about that that's like, yeah, that's me. Well, you are a character in your life. You write a chapter every single day. That's a lot of chapters in your life, right? At least I know. I hope I have a lot more chapters in my life. But what we don't recognize is the repercussions that come from our words, our phrases, our tone, our actions. Yes, there is a lot of good, but yet we forget when we get too comfortable. And we get real comfortable, don't we, in our marriage? Oh, I already got him. So I don't have to keep like learning more and asking more questions. And I can just be me. I can just let it all hang out. I can just empty my baggage, my dirty laundry, and he just has to deal with it. Now, maybe you don't think about that specifically, but a lot of us live that way. We just dump our baggage because we don't want to take it. We don't want to carry it. And they figure, oh, we already said we do. We're together for life. And when we get too comfortable, that's where the tension builds. That's where these negative things begin to appear. That's why they say, what, the honeymoon is only like the first year? Yeah, and then things start to go downhill because we get too comfortable. We like to brush this stuff under the bed and hope they stay there. But what happens to dust bunnies after years of being stuffed under the bed? They grow, don't they? They get bigger and bigger and bigger. Have you ever cleaned out underneath your bed? I'm talking like 2, 3, 5 years later. You can get some really, really big dust bunnies that are filled with lots of gunk, like food particles, pebbles from your shoes, maybe actual dirt. I know if you're eating breakfast, I apologize right now. I'm not going to go into the other stuff. I'm sure your imagination can take you there. But you know, I mean, I got 5 kids. Imagine the gunk. And then you add on the animals that are in your house, the dogs, the cats. Oh my goodness. I mean, come on, seriously. I mean, you got some major catastrophe happening underneath that bed. Well, all of this represents the bitterness, the anger, the frustration. All that's part of your character in your marriage. Are you drumming up the drama? Because you're stuffing this stuff under your bed, these dust bunnies, they don't just go away. They don't just melt. Oh boy, I wish they would. Or I wish I could come up with some great formula that you just spray in the air and all dust disappears, because then I would be a billionaire. And it obviously would have to be really good for the environment. But wouldn't that be cool? Okay, I'm getting off course here. So let's get back on course. These dust bunnies in your life, the bitterness, the hatred, that I didn't get it my way, the disappointment, all of this stuff adds up. And when you try to hide it, it doesn't go away. You got to deal with it. And you got to figure out how to make it work, because otherwise, what? You're drumming up drama. And you didn't even realize it. Your marriage is worth more than a drama. Ever watch a soap opera? It's funny. I can remember back in college. Yes, we had The Young and the Restless and then Days of Our Lives. Now, I can't keep up with it now. I haven't been able to, but it probably wouldn't take me many days to kind of keep up, you know, figure it out, watch and go like, oh, wow, that's connected. Wow, is Nick with whoever? Okay, I don't know. And don't email me if you're watching them. I don't need to catch up right now. But when we were going to college, this is what was on the big screen TV. Now, big screen TVs back then were very expensive. These were years ago, right? I mean, we were lucky to have a little bitty refrigerator in our room. We were blessed to have a computer in our room. I mean, I'm talking about these are ancient days here. So during lunchtime in the student union, this big, huge screen TV, which to us would look like just a little piddly thing right now, but it was huge to us. all of our college students, and I went to a very small school, would gather around and they would sit and watch Young and the Restless came on first, then it was Days of Our Lives. And my husband got a taste of a little bit of that. So it's kind of funny because, you know, when we weren't really studying hard and working on our pre-med stuff and our psychology and our music and everything else, our education majors, well, we could chat a little bit about the drama. But the thing is do you really want that kind of soap opera in your life? Some of you may answer yes, because that's what you live for. You live for conflict. It's like, yeah, that's what I want. That's what makes me feel alive. We need to talk. Definitely click on the link, Take Aim. And I want to talk to you because there's some other things that are going on there. It's one thing to want to feel alive for a positive reason, but when you're always thinking negative, there's issues. But what's worse is when we think we really have a good marriage and we truly don't, because we're just stuffing all those dust bunnies underneath the bed. Your marriage is worth more than a drama. You don't want to be a character in your favorite show, do you? I mean, if you want to be an actress, go be it, but don't do it in your marriage. Your marriage is worth more. Words have power and they leave a mark. Same with your body language, the tone of your voice, and the actions that accompany your words. If you're desiring a marriage inclusive to both parties, then you have to stop drumming up the drama. Honestly, most of us do not realize we are creating this drama in our marriage. We aren't, because we don't think about this. We just go about our day-to-day actions, our day-to-day routines, our day-to-day responsibilities, trying to create this work-life balance and trying to maybe create this perception that all is well, when actually it's a total mess. And if you don't deal with the mess now, it's only going to get messier. So it's time that we talk about this. I want you to think about it. That's why I'm bringing it up. Because it's important. We don't need to create this drama in our marriage. Plus, we're too busy. When was the last time you shared an uninterrupted moment with your spouse? Well, I can't say I have spent a physical uninterrupted time with my spouse since he's hundreds and hundreds of miles away. But I can say that I have spent uninterrupted time on the phone. And my children know how important that is. So they know when daddy calls, yes, they can talk to him, but they also know that there's a time that mommy and daddy just need to talk. And it's important to our marriage, to our relationship. So they give us that time. When was your last time? You know, you agreed this is your soulmate for life. You said, I do, which, like I said, I'd rather say we do. Isn't he worth every bit of effort on your part to extinguish the drama? Because, you know, it doesn't just happen in our marriages. We can have drama created in and with our best friends, with our loved ones, you know, our outside family. Maybe you make comments sometimes just by the slip of the tongue like, oh, yeah, every family has one of those. What does that really mean? You're drumming up the drama. Why say that? Let the person be who they are. Yes, we all have issues. But you got to be careful when you're talking about the people in your life that you love. And we don't give them enough credit, nor do we give them enough time. We keep ourselves busy. We strap ourselves to our phones, to technology, to everything else, except for what matters most. What would happen today if you got the scare of a lifetime? And you were told that your health is failing or that your spouse's health is failing. How would that make you feel? No, I'm not one who likes to talk death on a podcast episode. But you know I am here to be real about building a relationship, having that foundation. And when you're drumming up the drama, you are totally destroying that foundation, one flood at a time. Water is destructive. I love water. I love the ocean. But water and a foundation, they don't go together. You know, if your house continues to flood, that's why you have to have separate flood insurance. Your regular house insurance doesn't cover it. Because it's a totally different mess. How is your marriage looking today? Are you drumming up the drama? Are you barely surviving? Are you stuffing those dust bunnies? Am I kind of making you feel a little uncomfortable? Don't hang up yet. Because you can stop drumming up the drama. You really can. And here's how you do it. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Say what you mean what you say. It's very simple. So I want to break it down for you. Number one, speak out of love. Speak out of love. That means you own it. You're not threatening them. It's from your point of view, with no attacking your spouse. Let me give you an example. Maybe you had a really bad day, and your spouse comes home for whatever reason, and dinner, and there's miscommunication, there's a little bit of an argument, a tiff, or whatever, and all of a sudden, you're just lashing out at him. I cannot believe you're saying these things. I mean, really? You have the nerve. I mean, I sit here and take care of the house. I take care of the kids. And you come home and all you do is complain. You want dinner done this way. You want the house looking this way. And what do I get? Sound familiar? I know. It kind of hits you at the core, doesn't it? We've all done it. I'm not perfect. I've done it. But you have to speak out of love. Another way you can look at that situation is saying, sweetheart, I have had a really tough day. I have been stretched to the limits. My patience are gone. I have none. I really could use your support. And from what I'm taking from you right now is that you're not being supportive. Did you see how it's about me and not about him? But before I was attacking him. There's a difference. The conversation will go different if you're drumming up the drama versus if you're speaking out of love. Say what you mean, but out of love. Speak out of love. Number two, act out of love. And this is a big one. No temper tantrums. How old are you? I just don't understand it when people say, oh, yeah, Christiane, we got into a fight, man. We were throwing dishes at each other. I'm like, what? What is your issue? Why are you throwing things at each other? When my husband and I were at wit's end in our marriage, and when he told me I have fallen out of love, and I had no idea something was going on, it just totally came out of the blue. I was blown away. If I could have recorded that moment in time, I guarantee you I was doing exactly what I'm telling you to do right now. I spoke out of love, and then I acted out of love. There was no point during our separation, our craziness that we were going through in our marriage, that we ever threw a cup, a plate. We didn't break anything. We didn't hit the wall. No temper tantrums. Act out of love. So let's say what you mean and then mean what you say. Number three, genuinely be you. Mean what you say. I mean, this person that you said I do with, which is now we do, they're supposed to be your soulmate, your forever mate, the grow old mate with. But you're shortening that when you're drumming up the drama. And when you were dating, were you really you or were you putting on this faux you? pretending to be this perfect person that's got it all put together. Well, maybe you need to keep pretending to be that way. But that's not usually what's happening when we're dating. We're still genuinely ourselves. We just are more watchful of how we act, what we say, and how we say it. That's what we're talking about here. Say what you mean what you say. Genuinely be you. Life is not easy. Marriage is not easy. It takes two. And yes, I know some of you might be saying, Christiane, you don't know my spouse, though. You say it takes two, and I've been given and given and given. But I don't get anything in return. I understand that also. If that's you, I want you to know I'm praying for you. But I also want you to know I want you to click on the link, Take Aim. Because I want to specifically talk to you about that feeling. It's hard to do an episode. There are a lot of situational things, and I want to be specific to your circumstances. So click on the link, Take Aim. I want to help you. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Now, it's not just for those who say, oh, I'm just kind of one track in it here. I'm all by myself in a marriage, and I feel like it's not a partnership. It is a partnership, Christiane, but I'm still struggling. I get a little bit from him, but I'm still, I don't know. And I know I am one. I can relate to this. I drum up the drama. Women, we like to drum up the drama. Why? We're emotional creatures. We do that. We get a little bit passionate. That's great if you want to take your passion to the stage every single day. Awesome. Go do it, but watch out in your marriage because it will slowly kill it. You're here to build your relationship, build your marriage, to unify you all together as one, the way God sees it. He sees you as husband and wife together as one unit. So maybe you need help. Guess what? I still have the same free gift for you. Click on the link, Take Aim. It's a complimentary coaching call. It costs you no money. As long as you haven't spoken with me before, you can reach out to me and I will set up a time. Now, for some of you, you may be saying, I just need you now. I want to hire you. Then guess what? Still click on that link. Tell me you want to really talk to me seriously about me coaching you. You know, it took a lot of me stepping out and being bold and making changes in my own life that then eventually began to, you know, surface to changes in my children's life, changes in my husband's life. Your marriage is important. It's important to God. He wants what's best for you. But you got to be willing to do the work. Say what you mean what you say. You can have an awesome life. That doesn't mean it's going to be perfect. That doesn't mean you're never going to have an argument or a disagreement or a heated discussion. But there's no reason to have temper tantrums and people yelling at each other and calling each other names. No, come on, let's bring some civility back into our marriages. Let's bring back the love. Think about why you said I do to become we do. Wake up your love for each other again. Say what you mean what you say. You can do this. I know you can. Look for an opportunity today with your spouse. Reach out. Speak out in love. I mean, just really sweetly. It'll blow his mind. It'll blow your wife's mind too. Try it. You'll be amazed. And if nothing else, you'll get a beautiful smile back. So go out, make your marriage a priority in your life, and stop drumming up the drama because you're worth more than the drama itself. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.